The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Getting you ready to tackle your day with tips and tools for your health and wellness. Join me, Dr. Amanda Williams, Chief Scientific Director at Invite Health, with the only radio show that's focused on mind-body medicine, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Hello and welcome to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, Scientific Director at Invite Health, and I've got a great show lined up for you today. The very special guest who will be joining me shortly. But before I get started with everything, I thought I would just give you another quick little rundown of who I am, because maybe this is your first time tuning in. We are a brand new show here on 970. So my background, I have a bachelor's in biology. I have a master's degree in public health that I focused on chronic disease states, which is very interesting that I bring that up because I just read a new study, which I'm going to talk about shortly, on chronic diseases. And we know that that's becoming an ever-growing problem here in this country. And then I also have my medical doctorate degree. So I have an MD. I am not practicing clinical medicine. I have been drawn into the nutraceutical world for many years now and really taking that mind-body medicine approach. And I think that that's a good way to navigate the aging process, because we have to face the reality. We're all getting older, but you want to do that in the most graceful way possible. I always say that and people sometimes laugh, but you don't want to be 80 years old. You want to feel good. You want to feel like you have energy. I've met with people who are 50 years old and say, oh gosh, I feel horrible. You don't want to feel that way. So the whole point is to do the right things when it comes to your diet and exercise. And of course, taking care of your body as a whole, which includes your mental well-being too. And there are so many things throughout our day that can just really get people revved up. I mentioned this a little bit yesterday, you know, being stuck in traffic, you know, maybe your job gets to you. There's numerous things, you know, maybe you stand in line too long at the grocery store and that's irritating you. But there's a lot of things that can get people charged up. So we have to find this balance. And when I look at the science behind this, it really comes down to having this symbiotic relationship between your sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic. So the sympathetic, it's kind of like pressing your foot on the gas pedal and like going full force. The parasympathetic is kind of like your brake. And sometimes we have to find that neutral position where we're not on this sympathetic overdrive all the time. And that's the problem that a lot of folks find themselves in, is they are just going full force all the time. And then you can burn out. And burnout used to always be looked at as something more common in the healthcare field and with doctors and nurses. But we know that this goes across all different careers and all different industries. People can get burned out very easy and very fast. And once that happens, it's difficult to kind of bounce back. So this is why we want to take this comprehensive approach. You know, pay attention to the foods that you're eating. You know, be very mindful about that. I would say it takes just a minute to kind of look at what you're going to eat and think about it. Like, what am I eating? Am I eating a Twinkie? Or, you know, am I eating a bowl of berries? So just taking the moment to be mindful can make all of the difference in the world. Now, this is the study that I wanted to talk about when it comes to chronic diseases. It just came out of Penn State. Now, Penn State University, go Nittany Lions if you are a Penn State fan out there. But Penn State, they really love to do nutritional research. And so I gravitate towards kind of following what they're medical school and their public health school, what they're looking at, because they've done some really interesting studies along the way in the past, probably decade, that really zero in on the importance of healthy eating and how different nutrients can be beneficial for our health. And we can't overlook that. We are meant to, you know, we run on what we eat, right? So it kind of goes back to the old theory of you are what you eat. I remember people saying that to me, you know, years ago, you are what you eat. And you're like, yeah, whatever. But it actually makes sense. And, you know, you go back to Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine. There's a lot of truth to that. Now, Penn State, they were looking at how Americans as a whole are becoming more and more unhealthy. And we see this. And so with my master's degree in public health and focusing on chronic disease state management, this is always an area of interest for me. And they were looking in conjunction with Texas State University. So oftentimes with university-based research, you'll have different universities that partner up together, which can make it very nice because they can pool all of their data. And they were looking at the state of health in this country and showing how we are getting increasingly more unhealthy. And they said even before COVID, they said they were starting to see this extreme decline in life expectancy among middle-aged Americans. And they said over the past 30 years, the population health in the U.S. is falling behind all other high-income countries. So we have to sit here for a moment and pause and go, well, why is that? Well, let's just take a moment and look at our diets. I mean, we live in a country where we all get it in our heads that we don't have time. You know, we're all running short on time, so we don't have time to eat, you know, healthy foods. We don't have time to go home and prepare a good, healthy meal. So there's all of these meals ready to go or fast food. And most people know, like, yeah, I probably shouldn't be having the old Big Mac. Maybe I should have something healthier. But in that moment, it's quick, it's easy, and so you do it. And maybe you tell yourself, okay, next week is when I will change my diet. So I always say a lot of, you know, our health issues in this country in terms of chronic conditions, whether that be diabetes, even if you're looking at arthritis, because arthritis is so much food driven because it's that inflammation process. So if you are eating a pro-inflammatory diet, also known as a SAD diet, which should bring a little tear to your eye because that's the standard American diet. This can drive up inflammation in the body and it can create pain. So, you know, if you feel like your knee is hurting, think about what you ate. These are just little things that we know. So we can see how diet so much impacts our health. And this is why you're seeing this steady trend. And you can even look at maps across the country from a decade ago where you look at the rate of obesity and how you can almost plop that same map over top of the same rate of growth for type 2 diabetics. And so we have to pay attention to what we do every single day. The foods, the exercise, all of these things at the end of the day matter. And so for this study, this is what they were looking at. They were looking at the health and retirement study and surveying all of the different groups throughout America and finding this strong relationship between unhealthy lifestyle and increased disease risk. So this is why I'm glad that we have this show, because we can zero in on different things that you can be doing. I always say sometimes we can't reinvent ourselves overnight, and that's okay, but we can make baby steps along the way, and those little tiny steps can make such a difference. I can't tell you how many folks I've worked with who are in their 70s and say, oh, listen, Amanda, this is what I've, you know, ate my whole life, and I'm not going to change. And I always say, just give it a try. You know, just little tiny changes in what you do every day can make such a difference, and it will make you feel better, and you will have more energy. So we are very routined folks, and so if we can change our routine and our patterns a little bit, it can really make a big difference for us overall. So this is a topic that I will be talking about quite often, is how we can take better steps when it comes to our diet, to exercise, to the supplements that we are taking. I'm going to be cutting to a quick break. When I come back from this break, I have a very special guest who is going to be joining me, and we're going to be talking about really interesting things. So Stick around. You are listening to Invite Health Radio. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. AM 970 wants you to know about Invite Health's best-selling Cartilage HX. Your cartilage helps protect your bones and joints by preventing friction, but your body's natural stores of cartilage can deplete with age or overuse. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation includes a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Save on Cartilage HX when you order today. Call 800-673-2345 now to buy one bottle of Cartilage HX and a second one free, plus free shipping. Again, that's 800-673-2345. Stay active with the help of Invite Health's Cartilage HX today. Buy one bottle and get the second free, plus free shipping. Call now to place your order at 800-673-2345.
Welcome back to Invite Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. And before the break, I told you that I have a very special guest joining me today. So let me give you a little bit of a background here. I am so fortunate that she is even able to join me after having an incredibly busy last couple of days. She is a 13-time Tony Award winning producer. So going into Sunday at the Tonys, she had 11 and she walked away with two more. So I am ever so honored, and she has such an amazing background, so diverse outside of Broadway, but of course within Broadway. So it's an honor and a privilege, and I welcome the Tony Award winning 13 times through. I said she's like a Tom Brady of the Tonys here. So I have producer Wendy Fetterman on the line. How are you, Wendy?
I'm good. I think my son would like that reference. Thank you.
Oh, it's so great to have you. So this is just amazing that we can even get you on after having such a busy and eventful weekend for you. If you want to tell me a little bit about how that night went for you. And then also, I tuned into the Tonys and I recognized that there was so much emphasis on really keeping alive the theater. And, you know, live theater is so important. And when we talk about just mental well-being and people having a place to go and really enjoy themselves, if you can talk about how Broadway is back after being down for so long, I would love to hear about that.
Well, I'm happy to, because Broadway is really, especially for New York City, is the heart and soul of New York City. And, you know, even the mayor had said, you know, Broadway to come back is when New York City is back. And we are back. It was quite wonderful Sunday evening to be back with our entertainment and our cast, being able to show the world the entertainment that was so sadly missed for the months of shutdown. But we're here, and you know, we specialize and pride ourselves in the COVID safety that's been taking place, so that audiences are safe. We keep our cast and backstage as safe as possible. Sunday night was fantastic. That you know, we were able to have all those live performances going on, and again, just show everybody how tremendous and important it is and thriving it is to have the arts. I think the thing that I think many people realized during COVID was that, and mental health issues, was not being able to get out, not being able to socialize, not being able to share experiences with other people and that energy. So while fortunately we had entertainment on our TV sets, it was still quite different from that unique experience of being in the room, I will say it, where it's happening. And, you know, I have attended so many of my own shows numerous times. And even though the show may be the same, but that energy of the audience and that different audience every night, it's this communal back and forth response. And it's just wonderful that it's back again, and audiences are happy to be there, and we're happy, our casts are happy to entertain them. And there's nothing better than a Broadway show to do that.
And that's amazing. And I know that your shows did incredibly well. So you took home yourself two more Tonys to add to your ever-growing shelf, I'm sure, of many, many Tonys. So the company, they seem to really knock it out of the park on Sunday night.
Company,
and then also...
Company is quite brilliant. It is a rethinking of Stephen Sondheim's brilliant work from early 1970s, but it is now updated and absolutely fantastic. And I would suggest that everybody get over there and just see. We're led by wonderful Katrina Link, and you've got to see Tony winners Patti LuPone and Matt Polk and our entire fabulous cast of everybody that is just knocking it out of the ballpark.
Right. I know that there was so many awards for the company. Yeah, right. Matty Doyle. I saw that.
Yes, he was fabulous. It was just an incredible show. And then my other show that I was very proud to be involved with, Lehman Trilogy, which, again, just brilliant about the history of the Lehman Brothers. We were happy to announce that we are reopening the show first in London, starting in January. And let's just say we're hopeful that things will move forward, because what happened was we were in 4 days of previews in March of 2020 when we had to stop. You know, Broadway was shut down March 12th, 2020. And we did reopen in the fall. We had full houses, but a lot of people were still a bit cautious about returning to theater. And now, of course, everybody's feeling better about going out, and everybody would love to see it, because now, you know, America saw all the awards that it garnered. So fingers crossed that there could be another good announcement coming on that show as well. But it's quite brilliant, and there's just wonderful entertainment. I mean, I'm thrilled with the shows that I'm involved with. Funny Girl is fantastic. There's still Hadestown. There's Beetlejuice. There's Moulin Rouge. Off-Broadway, you've got Little Shop of Horrors. We've got The Play That Goes Wrong, Dear Evan Hansen, Tina, and just there's so much out there. There's something for everybody. And again, these casts and are just so happy to be back on stage and have the opportunity to entertain again and look out and see audiences and have that response. And talking about mental health and just feeling good, I mean, you feel great when you walk out of the show. I love being at the back of the theater. You know, sometimes I come by different theaters just at the end of the show, and you see everybody walking out and smiling and laughing and or talking, or maybe a tear in their eye, depending on the show. But it's just, again, just so wonderful. And I think lifts the heart and lifts the spirits in a way that, you know, doesn't always happen when we're watching a screen from home. It's that communal energy and experience that is so uplifting. And if we learned anything during COVID, it's about how important it is to be with other people. I think that's one of the things that many of us missed the most was our communities.
Definitely. And I'm sure, you know, for so many, I'm not exactly sure of the exact number, but it's probably close to, what, about 100,000 people who are employed through Broadway. So just the impact that had on so many people's lives during COVID and with the shutdown. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure how many people have bounced back from that, but it's wonderful to see that energy. And you could definitely see, you know, I wasn't there, unfortunately, live on Sunday like you had that, but you could see the energy in the room. And it was so nice to see. And just there's...
Well, we were kind of like a reunited family in a way, because there was a Tony Award back in September that made up for the lost season, fortunately. But still, we were under tremendous COVID regulations. We were still, you know, mask wearing, and it was wonderful to have it. But this was, again, the first time where we did have to test, just so people know, if you saw audience, the orchestra level of the audience, we were not wearing masks, but we all PCR tested. So we were not, you know, not following regulations, because you still have to wear a mask if you attend a Broadway show. But everybody was tested We had to show proof when we walked in. We went on the apps, so it was very regulated. And we were actually even asked that once we went into the lobby or whatever to put our masks back on. So just so everyone knows that we were following very strict protocols. But the feeling in the room of having this reuniting of, yes, we got through it. I mean, we lost some people, not only because, you know, a few that, you know, sadly passed, but also just some that for economic reasons just had to leave the industry or leave New York City during that COVID period because there was no other work. But it is just wonderful. You know, I never thought I'd be happy to see traffic ever. But I remember driving down 45th Street with no cars around. So now when I'm sitting in traffic, I don't like it, but thank God we're here again. And I see the lines down the street of people waiting to get into the theaters and restaurants and the hotels. And yes, we're almost an industry of about 100,000 people. When you consider not just the creatives and the people in the theaters, but all the other industries that work around the shows. And of course, let alone all the little, you know, the restaurants and all the businesses, some came back. And again, sadly, a couple of my favorite little places did not. But I think we are watching the return of the city very much. It's certainly been crowded, and that's great. And I'm hearing from the hotels as well, because we always stay in touch with the concierges and what's going on, that, you know, bookings are picking are stronger. And we're excited that as of last week, the international tourists no longer have to test to come into the United States. And we're very excited to be welcoming our international guests back in the theaters, because that's been a bit of a component that we've been missing. So we are very, excited that we're going to be really having our full and get back up to where we really were before, you know, pre-pandemic. That is something that we are anxiously looking forward to.
And that's just great. You know, and it is. It's so nice to see that revival and then, you know, to see everyone back and involved. And it, as we talked about, with the mental health aspect to that, it really can make such a difference when you have a release. You have a place where you can go and you can decompress and you can get with others and you can really enjoy an evening or an afternoon. And it's so wonderful to see. It was interesting when I was looking through all of your many different shows that you've been involved with, I kind of zeroed in on Ain't Too Proud, because I'm from Michigan. So with the Temptations.
Okay.
So, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, you know, and that's, kudos to you with all of the many things. Like you said, there's a variety for every person's like and interest. And I think that that's one of the draws. And I really hope that it continues to gain that momentum once again. Now, I want to talk quickly, because I know that you're incredibly busy woman this week because of your wins. And so I appreciate you having the time to talk to me today. But I want to just talk quickly.
Pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Quickly about Broadway's Got Guts, because I think that this is a very important thing and topic. So if you can tell me a little bit about what this is about and how it kind of got started.
I'm happy to. You know, it's a wonderful, it is actually part of, it was a fundraiser that we started. I was asked to be a part of when it started a couple of years ago for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. My wonderful son has had some issues that were very serious. And I found myself, you know, next to my involvement with creative and theater, I did find myself over the last, I'd say 15 years, becoming involved with CCFA and, of course, learning as much as I could about these issues, which was something that I really did not know as much about. So what happened was I had been invited to start a fundraising event for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and it was nicknamed Broadway's Got Guts, which I think is great because there are quite a few performers or people in the industry who do suffer, whether it's Crohn's or colitis or you know, many of the other gastrointestinal illnesses. And we found that this became such a successful event that now coming up this, you know, everything, of course, for all galas and whatnot got very quiet over the pandemic, but now that live events are returning, we are going to have our live event in November. It's actually going to be the CCFA full New York City gala and will be Broadway's Got Guts, and will be featuring performances from many fabulous people, some Broadway entertainers, and again, all these funds going for research and giving information, making sure patients are up on what's going on. So I'm sort of excited about that. And I love the title Broadway's Got Guts, because to work on Broadway, you've got to have some guts. And yes, there are people that you would not even imagine. They're out there and they're shiny and they're entertaining and they're fantastic, but you have no idea what they're going through health-wise to get themselves out there. And it's I'm really very proud to be involved with the organization and to be working on our gala. And I'm happy to keep you and your listeners more posted about it as we start getting closer to it. But for anyone who has anyone themselves or in their family that suffers with anything, with a gastrointestinal illness, it is they know how devastating it can be and how much it can affect their life. So I'm really
well.
Happy
we would
to
definitely
be
appreciate you keeping us.
This.
Yeah, definitely keep us abreast to that. I'm going to cut to a break. Thank you so much, Wendy Fetterman, for joining me today. We will keep in contact so you can keep us on top of what's happening in Broadway. This is Invite Radio, and I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. AM 970 wants you to know about Invite Health's best-selling Cartilage HX. Your cartilage helps protect your bones and joints by preventing friction, but your body's natural stores of cartilage can deplete with age or overuse. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation includes a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Save on Cartilage HX when you order today. Call 800-673-2345 now to buy one bottle of Cartilage HX and a second one free, plus free shipping. Again, that's 800-673-2345. Stay active with the help of Invite Health's Cartilage HX today. Buy one bottle and get the second free, plus free shipping. Call now to place your order at 800-673-2345.
And welcome back to the Invite Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and what a treat that was. Wendy Fetterman, wow, she's so accomplished. We will have her on again because she's got so many wonderful things to talk about, even outside of Broadway. She has such a interesting background and when it comes to health. And so I would love to have you be able to hear from Wendy Fetterman again. But you can check out Wendy's site. It's foolishmortalsproductions.com. So foolishmortalsproductions.com. And there you can see all of the many different shows that Wendy is involved with. And definitely, hey, get out there. Go see a show. It's so good for your mental well-being. And it really does matter, you know, and during the pandemic, I know it really affected a lot of people, you know, more so than people realize. Maybe in the first, you know, couple of weeks or the first month, you're like, hey, this is kind of cool. You know, I get to stay home. But then that started to wear on people, and you have to have an outlet, and whatever that may be, you know, whether that's going to a movie or going to Broadway and seeing a musical or a play. But you have to find a way to decompress. I mentioned yesterday, I love to hula hoop. So, you know, hey, hula hooping. Over the weekend, I was watching the track and field that was over there at Randall Island. And it was the cutest thing in the universe because they had, in between all of the major races, they had the fastest boy and the fastest girl of New York. And they were the cutest. They were like 7, 8 years old. And I tell you what, these little kids, they were cooking across the track. But it was really, you know, nice to see this. And I don't know, did you check that out at all, Alex? Did you know that they had the big track and field event over there at Randall's Island?
I had not been aware because I was making sure Invite Health was going off without a hitch, so I was not aware. But I know that you're very athletic and follow the athletics, so it's cool that you keep us posted about that kind of stuff.
I try to stay on top of a lot of different things because I do. I have a lot of interest in sports. I come from a very sports-driven family. My uncle and my dad both played college basketball. My brother played college as well as professionally overseas. And I played college tennis. My sister played college tennis. So, yes, we're fairly... I guess we're slightly competitive, and as well as, you know, more of an athletic-driven family. So I like to just – I have an appreciation for athletes and just seeing how the amount of training sometimes we take for granted. I know we were talking before the show about boxing, that you said you were over at – or going to be checking out some boxing over at Madison Square Gardens. And the amount of work that goes into preparation for so many different sports that sometimes we just go and we watch the main event. You don't pay attention to how much work went into it.
You don't. By the way, Broadway, also a lot of athleticism involved with that, right? I mean, we could cover that for hours on end, I feel.
Oh my gosh, you're not kidding. I mean, watching the Tonys the other night and just to see them like singing and dancing, and I always said, I'm like, you know, they always say, what would be like your dream job? And I'm always like, oh, you know, if I could be on Broadway. And then I'm like, well, wait, no, I can't act, I can't dance, I can't sing. So scratch that idea. But it's such a physical job. I think that sometimes we take that for granted, for sure, when you see just, you know, that they can sing and they can dance and they can hold their breath. And it's really quite remarkable, you know, entertainers. And it takes me back to the track and field event, because this is a big area. This week I'm kind of talking about the immune system, but this is a huge area. You'll see this after like the New York City Marathon, the Boston Marathon. Marathon runners are usually much more prone to catching a common cold after they've run a marathon because of the amount of just wear and tear that actually does in an acute moment to the immune system.
And you know, so those November days, it can be very, very cold or very warm. You never know sometimes.
Exactly. So then you look at the weather and it's damp, and you know, it's all of these factors that, and so the immune system itself, you think, okay, these are super well-trained athletes, and then they run this marathon and then they're down and out for the next week with a cold. But it makes sense as to why that happens. So for many of the, you know, more elite trained athletes, they're cognizant of this and they're very much on their A game when it comes to taking their vitamins and their, you know, minerals on a regular basis to really help to support the immune system. And it's, you know, even something like green tea. Sometimes we overlook the power of green tea and what those catechins, the main one that most people focus in on is EGCG, which is epigallocatechin-gallate. That can be your word of the day. Say it often throughout today. EGCG, epigallocatechin-gallate. But this has been studied in the setting of like fending off influenza. They did a really interesting study many years ago in a nursing home. And they said, well, let's give, you know, some of these folks who are definitely more prone because their immune systems are definitely weakened, let's have them gargle with green tea. And they found that the group that they were having gargle with green tea compared to the placebo group, these folks did really well throughout the flu season with not getting the flu. And so there's so much science behind different things outside of what we know of, you know, our vitamins and our minerals for the immune system. But when you look at something like green tea, and we have a really lovely green tea tincture, it's called Green Tea TX. This is a great way to kind of power up all of your little cells, not just for your immune system, but also for targeting inflammation. There's a ton of research out there now showing how green tea can actually help with easing inflammation for people who have rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. So the science behind green tea, incredibly impressive. And they've been able to actually narrow it down to show how there's specific like inflammatory mediators in the body that green tea can actually down-regulate, which is highly fascinating for someone like myself to read through that and say, oh my gosh, well, I didn't learn that in medical school. Of course I didn't learn that in medical school. But I understand the science now, and it's just, this is why many times when I'm working with folks and they say, okay, you know, what should I take on a regular basis? Many times I'm including green tea into their routine, because not only for the immune system, but also when we think about cognitive, they've done an enormous amount of research in the past decade, really showing the power of green tea when it comes to cognitive performance, attention, memory. So there's a lot of different ways that green tea can really help to potentiate a lot of benefit. And then even studies on weight loss. This is interesting, Alex. Would you know that? That green tea can help our little fat cells want to burn themselves. Is that news to you?
That is news to me. And that's why we turn to Dr. Amanda Williams for news like that. But expand on that a little more for us.
Yeah. So they've done what often happens is they set up a study design, and in doing this, they'll find other things, other findings. And they say, okay, well, we did this study to check, you know, these folks over here who were overweight and also had osteoarthritis of their knee. So we were giving them green tea to see if that would help with the pain in their knee. And it did. But hey, we also just did some blood work on them, and their triglyceride levels came down, and they actually lost weight. So, you know, how is this working? Because they didn't change anything else. They didn't change their diet or their exercise. So the only thing was the actual green tea. So with green tea and white tea as well, we can see how it actually makes the white fat cells. You have brown fat cells. This, oftentimes when people think about like baby fat, and babies are so cute with their little wrinkles. So that's brown fat. Brown fat has this ability to burn real fast, where white fat, not so much. So as we get older, we have more and more white fat, less and less brown fat. So we're always trying to find ways to make the white fat act like brown fat. And that's what they found that green tea can actually do, is it mimics that action. So you get that thermogenic property, as they call it. So thermogenesis means fat burning. And for a lot of people, they're like, hey, point me in the direction. Where is it that I can find something that'll help me, you know, burn fat? So green tea is a really wonderful thing to consider, because not only is it beneficial for the immune system, for targeting inflammation, for our brain. A lot of folks are incredibly stressed out, which drives up inflammation and neurotoxicity to the brain. So we know that green tea is really very impressive. One other study that I just want to mention on green tea, because I remember reading this one. This was probably about 5 years ago, and it was out of the British Heart Foundation, where they looked at how the EGCG coming from green tea, because remember, you know, and over in the UK, they love their tea. So tea has been consumed around the world for hundreds of years. But in the UK in particular, like, don't mess with their tea. They are tea drinkers. So they start to look, and they said, this is really weird, but we're finding this strong relationship between high tea consumption and the lessening of atherosclerosis, also known as plaque buildup in your arteries. And so I was like, well, hey, that's impressive. And they started to look at it, and they were seeing how the green tea could actually stop the plaque from building up, which is important not only for your heart, but also when we think about our brain and even like disease states like Alzheimer's disease. So this is how scientific research oftentimes really starts to gain momentum, because you do a study for one thing, you're testing one hypothesis, and then come to find out you get this other really cool benefit. And so, you know, green tea, if you don't currently take green tea, I would definitely encourage you to check out our website and look at our green tea TX. That's the tincture. The way that I generally tell people to take it is two full droppers and mix that in with 6 or 8 ounces of water. You can drink it hot if you want to. It's not going to somehow degrade the potency of the powerful antioxidants in that. And it's much different than, say, just drinking green tea that you buy at the store. Not that that doesn't have a benefit. It does. But the green tea extract that we have, it's about fivefold much stronger in terms of its antioxidant value. And that's where we really see the health benefits coming from, is from that high antioxidant capacity. So we're going to take a quick break. When I get back, I want to talk more about the immune system and what you can be doing to support yours. You're listening to Invite Health Radio. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we will be right back just after this.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. AM 970 wants you to know about Invite Health's best-selling Cartilage HX. Your cartilage helps protect your bones and joints by preventing friction, but your body's natural stores of cartilage can deplete with age or overuse. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation includes a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Save on Cartilage HX when you order today. Call 800-673-2345 now to buy one bottle of Cartilage HX and a second one free, plus free shipping. Again, that's 800-673-2345. Stay active with the help of Invite Health's Cartilage HX today. Buy one bottle and get the second free, plus free shipping. Call now to place your order at 800-673-2345.
And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we're going to talk more about the immune system. So I was talking about how I'm kind of a sports junkie and watching all the, and I watched the Indy race over the weekend. I love Indy car racing. And I know sometimes people say, oh, how in the world is that like athletic? Well, hello, go over 200 miles an hour on a windy track and not stop and get out of your car for at least 2 hours. Like, yeah, I would. And these guys, they are incredibly fit when you think about like their training routines. It's, I don't know. Do you ever watch Indy racing, Alex?
Admittedly, I do not watch as much, but you talk about the athleticism. Also, the danger that goes into that with all the flips and everything. These guys have to be in shape to recover from that. And let's not forget the pit crew, because those guys make those turns and everything so fast and, you know, in and out of pits. It's something to watch.
Oh, my gosh. Like 8 seconds. I mean, I just think about that. I'm like, you know, I remember years ago when they came out with like the 30-minute oil change places or whatever it was. But it's like these pit crews, these guys, they get out there and they are changing four tires, fueling up, doing whatever modifications they have to the car. And it's like under 8 seconds. I'm like, how in the world do you do that? Like, it would take me 8 seconds just to get out of my car to go pump gas. Like, it's really amazing.
All right. Can I pick your brain about something? Because I feel like every Super Bowl, we're all eating chips and dip and junk and criticizing why a guy didn't catch a football. Meanwhile, I have to know, is there a way to watch any of these sporting events in a healthy way while sitting on the couch, which is kind of like the meme, right? We're all on our couch judging these people.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yes, armchair quarterbacks. That is so true. I mean, you go to any Super Bowl party, even go to a baseball game. You can probably go. I mean, I know right now there's the little competition between the Yankees and the Mets, both being at the top of their leagues. But you're going to have critics up there who, you know, if you took them out to a batting cage, they'd probably whiff every time the ball went past them. And of course, you get this, you know, with everyone who thinks that they are a pro and they're a receiver, they're a running back, they're a quarterback. And it's like, oh, come on now. But that is funny that you say that, because yes, we should be trying to find healthier ways to enjoy the sports that we're watching while we're critiquing those elite athletes. And yes, they're healthier choices, like you mentioned, potato chips. Maybe when we start to think about what should I be having while I'm watching football? Because does it have to be potato chips? Do I have to be eating, you know, hot dogs? And we talked with Alexa yesterday about this, with stadium food changing. But we can start to do this in our own homes. You know, maybe you're going to have, you know, a watch party for something. you can choose healthier things. Maybe put out a fruit and vegetable platter as opposed to the chips and dips. So there are little modifications that obviously we can start to make that, and at the end of the day, you're going to feel a little bit more energetic. And maybe you will actually feel like you are, you know, Tom Brady's replacement. I know I default back to Tom Brady, and some people probably be like, oh, no, not Tom Brady. But I have to explain myself. I know people don't like Tom Brady who are in the New York area. But I stated yesterday that I'm a University of Michigan fan. And Tom Brady, I have followed his career since he was at University of Michigan. So now I'm going to watch him. As a Buck, I'm super happy that he's back. Then he retired and then came back, what, like a week later or whatnot. So I am a Tom Brady fan. I'm not loyal to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I wasn't loyal to the New England Patriots, but I am loyal to Tom Brady. And I think that's what makes a good fan. So, and it's funny, I remember years ago, you guys, the Yankees, you guys got one of our former Tigers players. And so, you know, it sometimes you follow a player and you have to drop your loyalty a little bit.
Well, and his trajectory just for a second is unbelievable, right? Wasn't he the backup at Michigan also and then became the starter and then started?
He was. You know, he had a fight for that position because it was really interesting back if people aren't college football fans. Sometimes they don't follow these athletes as much. And I'm a bigger college football fan than I'm an NFL fan. So with Brady, yeah, he had to fight tooth and nail to secure his spot. He was the backup. And then in his senior year, they had this young quarterback who, you know, was touted across the state of Michigan as being like, you know, this guy's the next thing. And Brady had a fight to keep his starting spot, and he did, and they did awesome. And it's just one of those things. And it's funny because now you look and you see where Brady was drafted, you see, you know, Brady's success. This other guy out of Michigan who was supposed to be the latest greatest thing, his career didn't really go that far. So it's always interesting. You know,
well, and to the point, maybe it inspires people over 40 to stay fit, because this guy is 44 or 45 throwing the football down the field like it's nothing. It's like his routine must be insane to keep at this level at 44, right?
You know, it's amazing. I saw an interview with him, and he was talking about the difference between his diet and Roethlisberger's diet. And he was, you know, saying, you know, yeah, our diets are much, much different. But I know Tom Brady says he feels better now than he did when he first got out of college and started playing for the Patriots, because he's did this complete transformation in terms of, like, he eats incredibly clean. He's very regulated in his diet. I know he's taking a lot of supplements. So obviously you can see him, and he's pretty much still playing at peak level for his age. And so much of it, I mean, it goes back to you are what you eat. And he's kind of that specimen of someone who's doing all of the right things, to the frustration of fans across most NFL teams. But he really is. He is doing everything right. And I'm glad he's back with the Bucks.
Well, one last thing, we were talking about this off air, is I have a question for you. Do you feel like the media itself is still dealing with one health issue, that it's COVID, and they could be doing way more, or are they branching out? And how does Invite play a role in making sure people know, yeah, there are so many other health things going on in addition to COVID?
Yeah, I think, you know, there is very much still very COVID-driven. And I think for good reason, in some respect, you know, with different variants. So you have a lot of scientists and researchers who are on different TV programs, and they're very excited to talk about this new variant and that new variant, because science-minded people, I had mentioned I wanted to go into virology. Viruses are very interesting because you can't necessarily kill a virus. We can try to stop them from shedding, but you can't kill them necessarily. It's not like killing a bacteria. So viruses have always been kind of at that main area that most people in the scientific community really want to delve into, because they want to understand, like, how is this little virus working? So there's still a lot of focus on this. At the dropping of the ball, I would say, on the biggest problem, the pandemic that's truly occurring in this country, which is chronic disease running out of control. I mean, you have so many Americans who are diabetic, pre-diabetic, fall into the category of metabolic syndrome, people who are just walking around chronically inflamed, but they don't know that they are, because you don't look down and say, wow, I'm really inflamed and puffy today, but your insides are. And it's because of the foods that you're eating. And this is lowering your immune system, which then can make you more prone to, you know, someone sneezes on you and you get the common cold, or you get influenza, or you end up getting, you know, a COVID variant. These are areas that I think more emphasis needs to be put on. Unfortunately, when it comes to media attention with different health topics, it's usually in the broad sense. It's like, hey, there is a, you know, Alzheimer's walk happening at this park on this weekend. Or so there's an emphasis put on it just for that snapshot in time, or, you know, heart disease in women. And there's, you know, heart month. And so they focus on it just for that snapshot in time. But this is a day-to-day problem for so many Americans. And so for me, that's why I like to talk about health as a whole, and understanding what we can be doing each and every single day to really kind of catapult us into a better level of overall wellness. So yeah, I do think that we miss the ball quite often when it comes to health in general. I mean, for the most part, people always like to talk about unhealthy. You know, when you're talking about health topics, it's usually focused on the negative. And I can certainly understand that, because that's where most of the research goes to. But for me, immune system and, you know, targeting inflammation, these are the keys to success. So we're going to talk more about it tomorrow, get more into some of the science of how different nutrients help to support your body. But in the meantime, definitely go to our website, check out invitehealth.com, check out all of our immune formulations. And if you want to, you can set up a video consultation with one of our nutritionists, or stop by one of our stores. You can find all the locations on our website. Thank you for joining me. I am Dr. Amanda Williams with Invite Health Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
Your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. AM 970 wants you to know about Invite Health's best-selling Cartilage HX. Your cartilage helps protect your bones and joints by preventing friction, but your body's natural stores of cartilage can deplete with age or overuse. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation includes a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Save on Cartilage HX when you order today. Call 800-673-2345 now to buy one bottle of Cartilage HX and a second one free, plus free shipping. Again, that's 800-673-2345. Stay active with the help of Invite Health's Cartilage HX today. Buy one bottle and get the second free, plus free shipping. Call now to place your order at 800-673-2345.
The preceding program paid for by Invite Health, Inc.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.